Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno from Power to Be You. I apologize for the late start. It's been technical difficulties all the way. And this in itself is a testimony to the fact that if you have something on your mind and you want to get it going, you must step up and make it happen irrespective of what is happening around you, irrespective of what is happening with your circumstances. I stand here actually with this first inaugural talk of Power to Be You, and I come to you, and number one, I will thank you for coming on, for listening, whether it is live listening or you have downloaded this from the Power to Be You Blogspot site. However you've gotten to this record, a testimony to a personal belief that I have that I come with a message, with a purpose, and I have lived my life with the purpose to create a difference and make a difference. And this blog radio simply is a tool to allow my information to get across to you and allow my information to perhaps impact you and empower you, so that you too can make a difference, so that you too can see your life from a different vantage point. It is about making a difference. It is about standing for yourself, for your beliefs, for your values. It is about standing for your life. It is about standing for your purpose, what your unique contribution is. Number one, to yourself, then to everyone else that you have the privilege of coming across and that they have the privilege of coming across in your path. So to get this moving, to get this started for the brief moments that we have, the 12 moments that we have left, I will tell you that the Power to Be You is intended as a movement. It is intended as a creation to empower you, to make a difference. It is a, in the sense of that this blog talk is going to allow you to come across a lot of different testimonies from many sources, but it also will empower you by giving you resources, giving you programs that will enable you to step up and make a difference in your life. It will give you information and tools that you will be able to immediately apply into your daily decision-making, into your choices. I can say that in my life I have done a lot of personal development, but that what has been the driving force has been my awareness of a spiritual nature, my awareness that God dictates what my life is, and He dictates what my life story is, meaning I don't have a choice in what comes my way that is out of my hands, out of my reach, out of my decision-making power, but I do have a choice with my mindset and my beliefs into understanding what the meaning of that story is. I have a choice in my decision-making process. I have a choice in the skills that allow me to deal with what comes my way. And this choice is what allows me to come here today and create this so that I may in turn give you this information. This morning I awoke at 5 a.m. knowing that what I needed to come across and saying to you, I awoke with a message. And the message was, change must begin with me. And in this case, I will say, change must begin with you. Before you can go out and make anything of yourself or make any contribution or do anything as you see fit, you must be ready to face who you are and what you are. And those ideals must be in sync with your core, with who you see yourself as being. You can really think about anything that you might want to create. But if your vision does not match the creator, then that vision might not pan out. And you must begin with yourself in mind and understand who your authentic self is. And understanding who your authentic self is, you'll be able to realize that this is where you stand, this is where you are, and this is where you're going. This is where you need to be in order to create that vision. So through Power to Be You, this call is going to serve as a twofold process. One is you're going to be able to empower yourself, because I will be talking about the distinctions that must be met in order for one to be true to oneself. And then I will also be presenting, on Thursday, I will also be presenting a process through which people and sources, life coaches, contributors will be able to come on this call, and via their own skills and knowledge, they will be able to transmit their lessons and their empowerment over to you. So this Power to Be You is an actual awakening or a wake-up call, so that you can choose and decide and say, what is it that I want, and what is it that I want out of my life? What is it that I want to create? What are the issues that I am having now? And what are the resources that I have to make a difference? Because it all stands down to choice. It all stands down to decision-making. You decide. A lot of people will always say, oh, you know, but I have no power. This is what happened to me, or these are the conditions that I have in my life. And I'm sorry, it's excuses. I've met a lot of people throughout my journey that will put others to shame by their stories, by the pain that they've faced, by their challenges. And why they put others to shame is because they have been given tremendous challenges and reasons to sit back and relax and say, you know what, this is happening to me, and I need to just sit here and just relax and allow my life to be. And instead, they've chosen differently. They've used their life story, they used their challenges to overcome their own weaknesses. We can always use really anything to prevent us from moving forward. Someone's richer, someone's brighter, someone's smarter, someone comes from a better family, someone has more luck, better luck, different luck, someone is taller or skinnier, wiser, someone has better parents, their parents were there, or they got better toys, or they live in a better home. But you know what? Those are excuses, because what makes a difference? What's made a difference to the people in our past? If we look at the great leaders, I don't know if you can come up with one that was born with that silver spoon in their mouth, as they say. The leaders that we know and we come to respect are those that stood for a belief, that stood for empowerment to help others, that stood against injustice, and that by making a difference in their own lives, they made a difference to touch other people. Because it's not about making a difference for stardom or for fame. It's about making a difference for good, to change something that's not working. It's about making a difference for our children, who are right now at our disposal, or at our disposition. They depend upon you and I, whether you have kids or not. Whether you have children or not, there are plenty of children out there who are being abused by what we are doing and what we are not doing. So this is very important, and me getting the point across, that the point is for us to be empowered so that we can make a difference for tomorrow. And tomorrow doesn't have to be 10 years from now. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Tomorrow, today is Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday. It's about you making a difference now. It's about you standing up and saying, you know what, I got to do it. It begins with me, and it has to happen now. It can't happen tomorrow. It can't happen the next day. And you can't let the Joneses make that decision. You have to make that decision. I also say most people will hear things, but they really won't listen. Or they'll hear what they want to hear, and they'll avoid what they want to avoid. They'll avoid the truth. They'll avoid reality. They'll avoid what's going to give them pain. Why? Why avoid it? Is it inspiration or desperation that's going to make you move? Is it when something bad happens to you in your life and your loved ones that you'll decide to take a step? Or do you want to be proactive instead of being reactive? Being proactive means you get prepared. I mean, proactive means you get educated. You don't need a degree. You don't need to go to school for 1,000 years. You can do it by just having one conversation, by speaking to one person, by reading one line, by saying one simple prayer. The difference makes for you being flexible and being open to being touched and being moved. And it's not about complaining, but it's about making a decision, allowing yourself to hold yourself accountable, if not you directly, but us. But this is where you choose. Do you want to be a part of the problem, or are you part of the solution? That's where we stand as a society today. It's time for us to make a difference. It's time for us to stand up to make a difference, because we've created where we're at. We've created our world. 2007, we are here at the beginning of one century. What's history going to be like if we don't make a decision today and stand for change? This is about a movement. And this is about a movement where you're going to be choosing where you want to live. How do you want to live? What side of the track are you? On the good side or on the not so good side? It's your choice. It's not about excuses. It's about choices. And through power to be you, you have the power. Normally, this Blog Talk Radio allows you to take in calls and speakers, but this is my first time. I am still trying to work this, so I apologize if I am not so technically driven, but there are those who are. So as of this call right now, I have about a minute left. There are numbers here that are being called, but like I said, I fear dropping the caller, so I'm not even going to take the call, but know that on Thursday, this Thursday at 2 o'clock, I will have a one-hour presentation, and the speakers who are going to come online deal with health, wealth, finances, spirituality. It deals with raising children. It deals with everything that's going to empower you. So if you listen in, you're going to hear something that's going to impact you. So I thank you. I am about to say goodbye. This is Sandra Bueno. I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the founder and creator of the Power to Be You movement. This is a social movement for change. I am not embarrassed to say it. I am not afraid to say it. And I will stand for making a difference. And the difference is for us. The difference is to make a difference for our world and mostly our children. I'm signing off now until Thursday.